In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us at 4:30 will be Kyle Schwarber. Joining us at 4, as he always does, Wednesdays at 4 o'clock, is Odyssey NFL insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Call is brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Thanks for joining us, Baldy.
Yeah, nice to be with you guys. How are you?
What's up, Baldy?
So let me ask it this way. If we put the turnovers aside for a second, if we were to compare the Eagles' offensive performance against the Chargers to where they were with the Bears, was there positive movement from week to week there that you saw when you went over the game?
Yeah, there was. I mean, you know, the ball came out on timing quite a few times, Devontae and AJ. Where it was thrown with some rhythm and some anticipation of where they're going to be. Saw that. They ran the ball better. Saquon had better lanes than what he had against Chicago, I thought. I thought they handled, you know, some really good pass rushers in Khalil Mack and Tui Peloto. I thought they handled some of those guys pretty good up front. So I thought Jordan Mailata, despite the holding call and the touchdown pass, which I don't know, you can debate that, but I thought Jordan played really well in the game, really physical and moved some bodies. I thought he had one of his better games, I thought, despite the penalty.
So then to the turnovers then. And, you know, there was the one that AJ jumped for, and he, you know, either caught or didn't. It wasn't a great throw, probably should have caught it, whatever that was. What did you see on the turnovers? And I guess moving forward, did you see more things that would encourage you or more things that would discourage you?
Well, I mean, they dropped Ashawn Hand into, the curl, the hook curl right there. And I don't think Jalen necessarily saw him. And the ball got intercepted, of course, you know, fumbled and then fumbled again, all that stuff. But I don't know if he saw them. That can happen with dropping defensive tackles out. It's not something they had shown much, but they only, you know, rushed three, and they decided to do that to take the middle away, and they got one. I thought the interception at the end was very un-Jalen-like, to be honest with you, Spike. They had run the exact same play, the exact same formation at the end of the first half, and they got it to Goddard for 11 yards down to the 2-yard line. They didn't score. They kicked a field goal. But it was they came back to that play, and the Chargers, instead of playing man-to-man like they did in the first half, they played a zone coverage. And Cam Hart played it well. He's got to play the underneath receiver, which is Goddard, and then react to the ball over the top into the hole to Jahan Dotson. It's a first down throw, Spike. I don't want to play Monday morning quarterback, but it's not really a throw that Jalen has even attempted in the past. It's a tight window. It's a small receiver. Like, he usually, on first downs, he's either running it or he's throwing it away or, you know, looking for something else. But I thought that throw was not a good throw. That's the one they got to live with. You know, because that's a real chance to win the game right there.
Yeah, that's the one, Baldy, that I can't get out of my mind, because, like you just said, he usually, in those situations, is calm, cool, and collective, and is not going to put the ball in harm's way. Like you said, it's first down. That's the throw you don't necessarily need to make. That corner is feathering. He's almost baiting you, right? Like, it's first down. He's trying to get that safety a little help on the outside, so he's not going to jump Goddard in the fence. And because that's where they really want you to go ahead and throw the ball to. Like, throw the ball to Goddard and we'll come up and make the tackle. And I'm like, man, why did Jalen make that throw? He normally would not make that throw there. And I was surprised he made that throw.
Yeah. I'm with you, Ike.
Yeah.
Look, Cam Hart played it great.
Yeah.
And Tone Jefferson, man, that guy's been out of the league so many times, but, you know, he makes a one-handed. I mean, it's a great play on their part, but still, it's first down. I mean, if you throw the ball into the nickel seats and you go second and 10, you know, you still got three more shots if you want to go win the game with a touchdown. So I thought that one. And then, you know, the one where Dante Jackson, you know, came over Devontae. I mean, it's, I thought he was a little late with that throw. And that's still not a throw that he has been making. Like, he's been holding off on that throw. So I thought there was two throws. You know, but at the same time, look, the throw to A.J. in the end zone is a perfect throw.
Perfect.
Cam Hart makes a good play. A.J.'s normally doesn't get his arm pulled down like that. I mean, it's a great play by Hart. But it's a perfect throw by Jalen. That might win the game for him.
Uh-huh. So, go ahead, Ike.
No, I was just going to say, you know, I watching it a second time myself, I knew I felt a little more positive than I felt watching it Monday night. But I guess it's good to hear from an Eagles fan perspective that it seems like there are some things that they got better at that they can build on. How did you
I agree with that.
I'm sorry.
Really do feel that way. Now, you score 19 points.
Yeah.
And you kick all those field goals. That's not good. And the turnovers, it's going to be hard to win a game when you turn the ball over like that. But I thought the way that they actually moved and, you know, kind of sustained some offense and got some chunks, and did, I thought that looked better. And it looked like, you know, it looked like Jalen improved in some areas right there.
Did you see like a change in what they were doing? You know, what we've heard from the players over and over again, it's that it's not what's being called, it's that we're not doing it the right way. Did you see them call the game in a different way than you've seen previously?
You know, the play action pass is now a real part of the game. Like, and Jalen's under center. You know, that's a real part of the game. You know, the like we've seen them on the tush push make that type of play before. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just it's just an alternative to, you know, getting the yard, and so it turned out to be a great play for Saquon. But I thought there was I thought it was a little bit more attacking. You know, they're pretty much a zone team. I thought they attacked their zones with some of the. I mean, this is not next level like offense, but I mean, I just thought, you know, the way that you run a high low against a curl flat player, like some basic things that, you know, I mean, everybody has, but I thought they dialed those things up a little bit more and they connected on some of those things.
Yeah. So the defense, after really just getting muscled against the Bears, really looked like a completely different unit. I thought, just to my eye, it felt like one of the best games they've played all year, even without Jalen Carter. What'd you see on that side of the ball?
Well, I thought Jordan Davis played his best game as an Eagle. I thought he was a dominant player. And, you know, the one thing, I mean, Jordan has been under the microscope, and I've been critical of him. And I always thought, like, he had talent. He's playing. He's a much better player this year. He's in much better condition.
Mm-hmm.
But I still didn't think he was a violent player. You know, like and now I'm seeing him throw bodies around. Like, it almost like Jalen's wearing off on him. Like, he was physically a dominant player on Sunday. You know, the rush was there. They, you know, the receivers did nothing. You know, Ladd McConkey had one catch. Like, they couldn't get the ball to the receivers outside of the one, you know, check down to Kalani Vidal, Kamani Vidal. Like, they really shut him down. It was Justin Herbert's, it was just his heroics, you know, that kept him in the game, you know, with his runs and scrambles and extending plays and playing with those conditions that he had. I thought it was a pretty good overall effort. I thought they covered real well and made a couple good plays on the ball.
I mean, so if all things are being equal, they should destroy the Raiders on Sunday, right? I mean, if this isn't a convincing win, I would imagine we should feel worried. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. No, they're not a good football team. I don't know if Geno Smith is even going. He's pretty banged up, right? But regardless, I mean, whoever they put out there, I mean, Ashton Jeanty can't get 4 yards on any run. Like, the offense line is not. They should destroy the Raiders. Denver just did. I mean, it's just people are taking the turns. It's a get right game, is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. 17-13 coming up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, we heard that the Bears defense was get right. We heard the Cowboys defense was get right.
Baldy, I don't know if we can get right.
It's just interesting, Ike. You know, you probably remember this, but, you know, in their first Super Bowl run, Super Bowl 52, you know, obviously Carson gets hurt, mm-hmm. and, you know, he gets replaced by Nick. And they play the Raiders
yeah.
in the first game.
Yep.
And it was a really – did they win that game?
Yeah, it was like 10-9, 10-7 or 10-9.
They struggled in the game. They really struggled. And then they struggled against the Cowboys and were like, who is Nick Foles? Like, what is wrong with him? You know, and then he has that magical run, you know. But they really struggled in both those. I remember they actually pulled him at halftime in the Cowboys game just to – you know, they just – I don't think they wanted him to lose all of his confidence. But he wasn't good.
Yeah.
You know, and then against Atlanta, they got better. Minnesota, they wiped them up, and you know, then of course took care of business. But I mean, it almost seems like it's the same time of the year that the Raiders are coming to town.
Yeah. Now listen, we were taking Nate Sudfeld calls.
I couldn't remember
after
his
that
name.
Cowboys game. Yeah. People wanted Nate Sudfeld in there. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Paul.
Where is Nate Sudfeld these days?
Yeah. I have not heard that name. I was going to say Mike Kafka, but I was like, wrong backup Eagles quarterback. All right, Baldy, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, brother.
All right, you got it, guys. Take care, man.
Yep.
There he is, the great Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I don't know, I feel a little bit better after that.
Yeah.
A little bit better?
A little better.
Yeah,
you know,
a little
Baldy was encouraged. While he was talking, and you know who popped in my head who also had a good game Monday night? Brendan Covey.
He did.
Hey, he had a good game.
He fielded a punt at
the five.
Six. Now, he got it out to the 30.
He did. And I was saying, damn it.
And they cut Gibson, who's gone.
Yeah.
They also cut their long snapper yesterday.
Yeah, I don't know what that's about.
So I went and I looked, that guy, Deniz, is that his name? Does all the film. He posted all of his snaps from the game on Monday night. And I only saw one all the field goal snaps look fine.
Right.
One of the punt snaps was a little low and away, but there must be something else going on.
Are you trying to blame him for Jake's misses?
Well, they blamed Lovato last year. That guy's 2-time Super Bowl champ, and we let him walk out of the door.
I was watching it. Everything looked fine to me. Now, I'm not a kicker. I'm not an expert, but everything looked fine to me.
Unless it's something that's obvious, I'm not going to see it either. I don't know what the hell.
Yeah, well, I felt like a real film guy watching it. And the first punt one that was a bad snap, I was like, oh, I see what they have
when you
here.
You said you watched all the snaps, the long snappers' snaps. Yeah. I was like, this dude is really taking this film
watching
to a whole nother level, man.
He's really busy.
I'm busy with work.
So you do in the morning.
Yeah, you're locked in, man.
Well,
yeah.
Let me look at all this guy's snaps.
Yes.
He wasn't even started at the beginning of the year, right?
He was not.
Not here at the beginning of the year.
Because it's Charlie Hewlett, as they brought back, and they signed him in the offseason.
Yeah.
Oh, Charlie Hewlett was our last.
Yeah, they had two long snappers on the roster, I think, at one point. Well, who's going to do it now, then?
I think it's Charlie Hewlett.
It's Charlie Hewlett.
He's back.
Okay. All right.
So the season is saved.
Yes.
I didn't even know.
They're 8-2 at Charlie Hewlett, I believe.
There you go.
And then he went on IR and things
the
fall
real
apart.
Key is, what does Jake think?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Well, Jake's pointing fingers, too. See, the guys are losing their jobs because of Jake Elliott.
Where are the leaks
out
of the special teams room?
Jake's pointing fingers.
Yeah.
Guys are losing jobs.
You know who else got a copy of that film? It was the Howie. Got it slipped under his door. A little thumb drive. Yeah.
You went from your Willie Lampkin obsession, once you figured out he was done for the year, now you're on to the long snapping issue.
I just thought it was interesting. The Lampkin thing bothers me that never got to see him on the field.
Yeah.
He will be on the field for the Eagles in 2026.
Oh, he's coming back.
Yes, he is.
He better.
No, he's out there. The Rams probably going to grab him. Weren't the Rams the one that were mad?
Yes.
Yeah, but he's still on our roster.
He's not eligible.
No. They opened up his practice window. They didn't activate him in time. Right. So he goes back to IR.
Yeah, come on, Ike. Please lock in.
Yeah, come on. Yes. We didn't let go of Willie Lampkin. Not the way that Cam Jurgens has looked this year. No offense to the Players Lounge alumni. Yes.
By the way, shocked that he, had to clear up.
That's what we do, man.
Yeah, you guys. It truly is the Players Lounge.
You should rename the Players Lounge the clear up hour.
Yeah. Do you want to say?
Yeah.
I'm going to set it up for you.
Say what you really wanted to say. Yeah.
Now that you have 48 hours since the game, what do you really mean there?
Yeah. I didn't mean anything. I didn't even say it. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP.
Hey, man, it's a lot of laughter going on during this misery.
We like to have fun, Corey. We like to have fun, man.
Hey, man. I just want to touch on some of the stuff y'all was talking about. So, I'm going to be real. What Shady McCoy did, that touched a nerve with me. Because I know there's like a lot of Eagles out there that deserve to be in the Eagles Hall of Fame. I'm not saying he doesn't. He surely does. But it's like a lot of Eagles out there that's not in the Eagles Hall of Fame. That was great.
Whatever happened, Ike Reese?
And then for you to like sit out there and disrespect it, talking about, oh, if you take me. Like they got the number 25 retired before you was even in the Hall of Fame. Like nobody touched the number.
Yeah.
That's what the Eagles show respect, and you gonna just disrespect us like that? Like, nah, dog, stay on that side.
And that's after.
I think he was joking.
Yeah,
I think he was joking, Corey.
But if you want to hammer the point home, Tommy McDonald's a Hall of Famer wearing 25, and they brought that out for Shady.
Yeah,
so
they got to take him out of the Eagles Hall of Fame. I think it's fair. If they bring Petullo back, Shady's out.
Or make him 29. Put that in the Raptors. His first number.
So Elliot, everybody had some good points today. Ike, Elliot, what I'm saying? Spike, not too much, but
But look, never.
So the quarterback situation, so the way I look at it is like, I'm not benching Jalen, obviously. Like, I don't need to get in all that. But like, when y'all talk about next year, like, if the Eagles are going to go get a quarterback, do what the Chiefs did. I don't want them drafting no quarterback in the second, third, because you're going to just do the same thing. Like, a quarterback in the second or third round, they go in the second or third down for a reason because they got limitations, right? Tanner McKee, that's not the answer. He's a backup. He might give you a win or two, but that's what he is. If you want to draft a guy, move up and go get him. You know what I'm saying? Like, if y'all don't think Jalen's a guy, just doing what you did is just going to repeat the cycle. Now, if we okay with just recycling quarterbacks every 3 to 5 years, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want a guy. Like, I think we got the guy, but if people don't think we got the Mahomes, we got the Josh Allen, go get that guy. Don't go get another guy that people think is hurt, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think
it's hard to find the Josh Allens and the Mahomes.
True.
Yeah.
Hitting is going to be at the top of the draft,
yes.
Not the second or third round.
So you're saying move up in the draft and go get him.
Do what the Chiefs did. The Chiefs was a playoff team. They didn't win Super Bowls, but they were perennial playoff team.
Yep.
They said, that's our guy. That's who we want, and they went up and got him. You know what I'm saying? That's what you do if you don't think Hurts is the guy. And then it's like, when I sit here and I look at people, saying benching Hurts is borderline disrespectful. Now, you can say he's playing terrible because he is. You can say he's not having a great season because he's not. That is cool. But, like, I don't think, like, you got a locker room that older guys. Like, putting Tanner McKee out there, as you guys said, like, I'm supposed to be believing in this dude. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know how many, like, Tanner McKee, good locker room guy. I'm pretty sure people ride with him. But it's like now, it's like when livelihoods and all that, winning football games is actually on the line, it's the same situation. Like, why do we keep
Some of them might want Tanner McKee out there.
I think they'd probably rally around him.
Some people wanted Jalen Hurts, too. What I'm saying is, why do we keep having the same situation with the quarterbacks, huh? That's an organizational problem. The quarterback isolate. Y'all do all this homework, going to people's houses, eating all that stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
And then y'all got problems. The quarterback isolated, don't want to talk.
Personality traits, why aren't these red flags? Yeah, we're not noticing red flags.
Now, Nick, good personality. Nick Foles,
yeah.
But
he's mainly talking about Wentz.
Wentz and Jalen.
Nick Foles was drafted in the third round. Like, he was a guy that was kind of drafted later on. like what I'm saying, I know Hurts wasn't drafted to be the quarterback, right? It's like y'all keep drafting these guys as y'all make the quarterback, and y'all saying that like we didn't hear this stuff about Wentz before he became who he was. We didn't hear this. It didn't come issues until y'all paid him, right?
Yeah.
Y'all told to pay the guys, and then now all of a sudden y'all got issues. Well, that's your fault. Y'all
yes,
had,
I agree.
Yeah, now you're right.
Well,
yeah.
I think Corey, to your point, like, I'm not saying it's easy to look at a guy's tape. I'm not saying it's easy to look at a guy's measurables, but I think finding out who the player is inside is a lot more difficult. And it takes more digging. It takes more conversations.
Well, you really need to see him go through adversity to even know. And that's
what
probably
be like.
That probably is what attracted them to Jalen, because of the way he handled the stuff at Alabama.
Probably in some way.
That made him more attractive.
All right, real quick, on the way out, you know, I got to transition with two things. Hey, one Ohio legend to another. Hey, if it wasn't for me, we wouldn't even have Schwarber. My football team was one of the reasons why we said, hey, man, you better stick to that baseball playing at Middletown. You know, he rolled up one of them and hit him hard.
Hold up, dog.
You know what I'm saying?
Hold on, no. You got away. You got away from Saturday night. Yeah, what happened Saturday night, man? Yeah.
Oh, did Ohio State lose?
Lost,
oh, okay.
Yeah,
13
lost.
To 10.
I'm talking about my actual high school. That's me. I don't know what them boys did.
Oh, now it's them. Yeah, this. Now it's them. It ain't we no more, huh?
Hey, I got to address this. I was counting today. Spike loved to bring up. Oh, the callers like to bring up the other quarterbacks. I seen Spike bring up multiple quarterbacks today, multiple times. Don't remember that, Spike.
In what respect? All I remember is bringing up Josh Allen once.
Hey, okay. You brought up Matthew Stafford.
You brought up.
Oh, okay.
Allen. Well, one of y'all brought up Burrow.
That was
that's my quarterback.
Yeah, that's his quarterback. All right, Corey.
QB2.
Y'all holla at y'all.
All right, get out of here.
QB1.
All right. I'm pretty excited to talk to Kyle Schwarber. I do think we should ask him for some money. I think that is a fair thing to do. I think $150 million, you don't need all of it. I know you have a family.
And when you add it up, I mean, it's over $220 million.
The Phillies have paid him.
Yeah, they will have paid him.
If he could take $500,000, spread it out to the WIP afternoon show.
But hold on. Are we dividing it up evenly?
Well, no. I mean,
yeah, we'll give
Ike and I get the lion's share.
What do you mean?
I figured that was working. Can it pay for my parking?
Get your parking paid for.
You'll get your parking paid for.
All right.
There it is. All right. Kyle Schwarber joins us next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the number one sportsbook for same-game parlays. From points and rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same-game parlay or track every stat live, all in one easy-to-use app. And right now is the perfect time for you to join, because new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way that you want. Head to FanDuel.com/Ike to sign up today. FanDuel, official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94WIP.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.